The readings of the day of Thursday of the Holy Paschal Week, may its blessings be with us all, Amen. The readings of the first hour. From the book of Exodus. And Amalek came and fought with Israel and Rephidim. And Moses said to Joshua, Choose out for yourself mighty men, and go forth and set the army in array against Amalek tomorrow. And behold, I shall stand on the top of the hill, and the rod of God will be in my hand. And Joshua did as Moses said to him, and he went out and set the army in array against Amalek. And Moses and Aaron and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And it came to pass, when Moses lifted up his hands, Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hands, Amalek prevailed. But the hands of Moses were heavy, and they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat upon it. And Aaron and Hur supported his hands, one on this side and the other on that. And the hands of Moses were supported till the going down of the sun. And Joshua routed Amalek and all his people with the edge of the sword. And the Lord said to Moses, Write this for a memorial in a book, and speak in the ears of Joshua, for I will utterly blot out the memorial of Amalek from under heaven. And Moses built an altar to the Lord, and called the name of it, The Lord My Refuge. For with a secret hand the Lord wages war upon Amalek to all generations. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
And also from the book of Exodus. So Moses brought up the children of Israel from the Red Sea, and brought them into the wilderness of Shur. And they went 3 days in the wilderness, and found no water to drink. And they came to Marah, and they could not drink the water of Marah, for it was bitter. Therefore he named the name of that place Bitterness. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, What shall we drink? And Moses cried to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, and he cast it into the water, and the water was sweetened. There he established to him ordinances and judgments, and there he tested him and said, If you will indeed hear the voice of the Lord your God, and do the things pleasing before him, and will heed his commands, and keep all his ordinances, no disease which I have brought upon the Egyptians will I bring upon you, for I am the Lord your God that heals you. And they came to Elim, where there were 12 fountains of water, and 70 stems of palm trees, and they camped there by the waters. And they departed from Elim, and all the congregations of the children of Israel came to the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai. And on the 15th day, in the second month, after their departure from the land of Egypt, all the congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron. And the children of Israel said to them, Would we had died smitten by the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots and ate bread to the full? For you have brought us out into this wilderness to slay all this congregation with hunger. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
From the book of Isaiah. Cry aloud and spare not, lift up your voice as with a trumpet, and declare to my people their sins, and to the house of Jacob their iniquities. They seek me day by day and desire to know my ways, as a people that had done righteousness and had not forsaken the judgment of their God. They now ask of me righteous judgment and desire to draw near to God, saying, Why have we fasted, and you did not see? Why have we afflicted our souls, and you did not know it? Nay, in the days of your fasts you find your pleasures, and all them that are under your power you wound. If you fast for quarrels and strife, and strike the lowly with your fists, why do you fast to me as you do this day, so that your voice may be heard in crying? I have not chosen this fast, nor such a day for a man to afflict his soul. Although you should bend down your neck as a ring, and spread under you sackcloth and ashes, neither thus shall you call a fast acceptable. I have not chosen such a fast, says the Lord, but do you loose every burden of iniquity? Do you untie the knots of hard bargains, set the bruised free, and cancel every unjust account? Break your bread to the hungry, and lead the unsheltered poor to your house. If you see one naked, clothe him, and you shall not disregard the relations of your own seed. Then shall your light break forth as the morning, and your health shall speedily spring forth. And your righteousness shall go before you, and the glory of God shall surround you. Then shall you cry, and God shall hearken to you. While you are yet speaking, he will say, Behold, I am here. If you remove from you the band, and the stretching forth of the hands, and murmuring speech, And if you give bread to the hungry from your heart and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall your light spring up in darkness, and your darkness shall be as noonday, and your God shall be with you continually, and you shall be satisfied according as your soul desires, and your bones shall be made fat, and shall be as a well-watered garden, and as a fountain from which the water has not failed. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
From the book of Ezekiel. But the soul that sins shall die, and the Son shall not bear the iniquity of the Father, nor shall the Father bear the iniquity of the Son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him, and the iniquity of the transgressor shall be upon him. And if the transgressor shall turn away from all his iniquities which he has committed, and keep all my commandments, and do justice and mercy, he shall surely live, and shall by no means die. None of his trespasses which he has committed shall be remembered. In his righteousness which he has done he shall live. Shall I at all desire the death of a sinner, says the Lord, as I desire that he should return from his evil way and live? But when the righteous man turns away from his righteousness and commits iniquity, according to all the transgressions which the transgressor has wrought, none of his righteousness which he has wrought shall be at all remembered. In his trespass in which he has trespassed, and in his sins in which he has sinned, in them shall he die. Yet you have said, the way of the Lord is not straight. Hear now, all the house of Israel. Will not my way be straight? Is your way straight? When the righteous turns away from his righteousness and commits a trespass and dies in the trespass he has committed, he shall even die in it. And when the wicked man turns away from his wickedness that he has committed and shall do judgment and justice, he has kept his soul and has turned away from all his ungodliness which he has committed. He shall surely live, he shall not die. Yet the house of Israel says, the way of the Lord is not right. Is not my way right, O house of Israel? Is not your way wrong? I will judge you, O house of Israel, says the Lord, each one according to his way. Be converted and turn from all your ungodliness, and it shall not become to you the punishment of iniquity. Cast away from yourselves all your ungodliness in which you have sinned against me, and make to yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. For why should you die, O house of Israel? For I desire not the death of him that dies, says the Lord. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
A homily of our Holy Father, Abba John Chrysostom. This is the day to approach the awesome table. Let us proceed in purity. No body should be as wicked as Judas, since it is written, as soon as he took the bread, Satan entered into him, and he betrayed the Lord of glory. Everybody should examine himself before approaching the body and blood of Christ in order not to be judged, because it is not a human being who gives the bread and blood. He is the Christ, who was crucified on our behalf, and he is mysteriously standing by this table. He to whom belongs the power and grace says, "This is my body." As the word he uttered once since the beginning, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply in the earth," is always working in our nature to multiply. Similarly, the word Christ said about this table is still working in the churches, fulfilling the purpose of the sacrifice till this day and unto his coming. We conclude the homily of our Holy Father, Abba John Chrysostom.
The Acts of Our Fathers, the Apostles. And in those days Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples, altogether the number of names was about 120, and said, "Men and brethren, this scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke before by the mouth of David concerning Judas, who became a guide to those who arrested Jesus, for he was numbered with us and obtained a part in this ministry. Now this man purchased a field with the wages of iniquity, and falling headlong, he burst open in the middle, and all his entrails gushed out. And it became known to all those dwelling in Jerusalem, so that field is called in their own language Akeldama, that is, field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, 'Let his dwelling place be desolate, and let no one live in it, and let another take his office. The word of the Lord shall grow, multiply, be mighty, and be confirmed in the Holy Church of God. Amen.'"
A Psalm of David. His words were softer than oil, yet they were drawn swords. For it is not an enemy who reproaches me, then I could bear it. Nor is it one who hates me who has exalted himself against me. Then I could hide from him. Alleluia. From the Gospel according to St. Luke. Then came the day of unleavened bread, when the Passover must be killed. And he sent Peter and John, saying, Go and prepare us the Passover, that we may eat. And they said unto him, Where will you that we prepare? And he said unto them, Behold, when you are entered into the city, there shall a man meet you, bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house where he enters in. And you shall say unto the owner of the house, The master says unto you, Where is the guest room, where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples? And he shall show you a large upper room furnished. There make ready. And they went and found as he had said unto them, and they made ready the Passover. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
The readings of the third hour. From the book of Exodus. And it came to pass on the next day that Moses said to the people, You have sinned a great sin, and now I will go up to God, that I may make atonement for your sin. And Moses returned to the Lord and said, I pray, O Lord, this people have sinned a great sin, and they have made for themselves golden gods. And now if you will forgive their sin, forgive, and if not, blot me out of your book, which you have written. And the Lord said to Moses, If anyone has sinned against me, I will blot them out of my book. And now go descend from here and lead this people into the place of which I spoke to you. Behold, my angel shall go before your face, and in the day when I shall visit, I will bring upon them their sin. And the Lord struck the people for the making of the calf which Aaron had made. And the Lord said to Moses, Go forward, go up from here, you and your people whom you have brought out of the land of Egypt, into the land which I swore to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, saying, I will give it to your seed, and I will send at the same time my angel before your face, and he shall cast out the Amorite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, and the Girgashite, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite, and the Canaanite. And I will bring you into a land flowing with milk and honey, for I will not go up with you, because you are a stiff-necked people, lest I consume you by the way. And the people, having heard this grievous saying, mourned in mourning apparel. For the Lord said to the children of Israel, You are a stiff-necked people. Take heed, lest I bring on you another plague and destroy you. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
From the Wisdom of Sirach. Wisdom praises herself and tells of her glory in the midst of her people. In the assembly of the Most High she opens her mouth, and in the presence of his hosts she tells of her glory. I came forth from the mouth of the Most High and covered the earth like a mist. I dwelt in the highest heavens, and my throne was in a pillar of cloud. Alone I compassed the vault of heaven and traversed the depths of the abyss. Over waves of the sea, over all the earth, and over every people and nation I have held sway. Among all these I sought a resting place. In whose territory should I abide? Then the Creator of all things gave me a command, and my Creator chose the place for my tent. He said, Make your dwelling in Jacob, and in Israel receive your inheritance. Before the ages, in the beginning he created me, and for all the ages I shall not cease to be. In the holy tent I ministered before him, and so I was established in Zion. Thus in the beloved city he gave me a resting place, and in Jerusalem was my domain. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
From the book of Zechariah. And you, by the blood of your covenant, have sent forth your prisoners out of the waterless pit. You shall dwell in strongholds, you prisoners of the congregation, and for one day of your captivity I will recompense you double. For I have bent you, O Judah, for myself as a bow. I have filled Ephraim, and I will raise up your children, O Zion, against the children of the Greeks, and I will handle you as the sword of a warrior. And the Lord shall be over them, and his arrow shall go forth as lightning, and the Lord Almighty shall blow with a trumpet. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
From the book of Proverbs. My son, fear and accept my words and repent. These things says the man to them that trust in God, and I cease. For I am the most wise of all men, and there is not in me the wisdom of men. God has taught me wisdom, and I know the knowledge of the Holy One. Who has gone up to heaven and come down? Who has gathered the winds in his bosom? Who has wrapped up the waters in a garment? Who has dominion of all the ends of the earth? What is his name, or what is the name of his son? For all the words of God are tried in the fire, and he defends those that reverence him. Add not unto his words, lest he reprove you, and you be made a liar. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
A Psalm of David. They will hunt for the soul of the righteous and condemn innocent blood, and he will recompense to them their iniquity and their wickedness. The Lord our God shall utterly destroy them. Alleluia. From the Gospel according to St. Matthew. Now the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying unto him, Where will you that we prepare for you to eat the Passover? And he said, Go into the city to such a man, and say unto him, The teacher says, My time is at hand, I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples. And the disciples did as Jesus had appointed them, and they made ready the Passover. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
The readings of the sixth hour. From the book of Jeremiah. Hear the word of the Lord, all Judea. Thus says the Lord God of Israel. Correct your ways and your devices, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. Trust not in yourselves with lying words, for they shall not profit you at all, saying, It is the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord. For if you thoroughly correct your ways and your practices, and do indeed execute judgment between a man and his neighbor, and oppress not the stranger, and the orphan, and the widow, and shed not innocent blood in this place, and go not after strange gods to your hurt, then will I cause you to dwell in this place, in the land which I gave to your fathers of old and forever. But seeing you have trusted in lying words, whereby you shall not be profited, and you murder, and commit adultery, and steal, and swear falsely, and burn incense to Baal, and have gone after strange gods whom you know not, so that it is evil with you, yet you have come, and stood before me in the house which is called by my name, and you have said, We have refrained from doing all these abominations. Is my house which is called by my name a den of robbers in your eyes? And behold, I have seen it, says the Lord. For go to my place which is in Shiloh, where I caused my name to dwell before, and see what I did to it because of the wickedness of my people Israel. And now, because you have done all these deeds, and I spoke to you, but you hearkened not to me, and I called you, but you answered not. Therefore I also will do to the house which is called by my name, in which you trust, and to the place which I gave to you and to your fathers, as I did to Shiloh. And I will cast you out of my sight, as I cast away your brethren, all the seed of Ephraim. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
From the book of Ezekiel. And as for you, O house of Israel, thus says the Lord, even the Lord, put away each one his evil practices, and hereafter if you hearken to me, then shall you no more profane my holy name by your gifts and by devices. For upon my holy mountain and on the high mountain, says the Lord, even the Lord, there shall all the house of Israel serve me forever. And there will I accept you, and there will I have respect to your first fruits, and the first fruits of your offerings, and all your holy things. I will accept you with a sweet-smelling savor when I bring you out from the nations, and take you out of the countries in which you have been dispersed, and I will be sanctified among you in the sight of the nations. And you shall know that I am the Lord, when I have brought you into the land of Israel, into the land concerning which I lifted up my hand to give it to your fathers. And you shall there remember your ways and your devices in which you defiled yourselves, and you shall bewail yourselves for all your wickedness. And you shall know that I am the Lord, when I have done thus to you, that my name may not be profaned in your evil ways and in your corrupt devices, says the Lord. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
From the Wisdom of Sirach. Who pities a snake charmer when he is bitten, or all those who go near wild animals? So no one pities a person who associates with a sinner and becomes involved in the other sins. He stands by you for a while, but if you falter, he will not be there. An enemy speaks sweetly with his lips, but in his heart he plans to throw you into a pit. An enemy may have tears in his eyes, but if he finds an opportunity, he will never have enough of your blood. If evil comes upon you, you will find him there ahead of you. Pretending to help, he will trip you up. Then he will shake his head and clap his hands and whisper much and show his true face. Whoever touches pitch gets dirty, and whoever associates with a proud person becomes like him. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
Psalm of David. Let the deceitful lips become dumb, which speak iniquity against the righteous with pride and scorn. For I heard the slander of many that dwelt round about. When they were gathered together against me, they took counsel to take my life. Alleluia. From the Gospel according to St. Mark. On the first day of unleavened bread, when they killed the Passover, his disciples said unto him, Where will you go that we go and prepare that you may eat the Passover? And he sent forth two of his disciples and said unto them, Go into the city, and there shall meet you a man bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him. And wherever he shall go in, say to the owner of the house, The master says, Where is the guest room, where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples? And he will show you a large upper room furnished and prepared. There make ready for us. And his disciples went forth and came into the city, and found as he had said unto them, and they made ready the Passover. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
The readings of the ninth hour. From the book of Genesis. Now it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here I am. Then he said, Take now your beloved son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a whole burnt offering on one of the mountains I will tell you. So Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son. And he split firewood for the whole burnt offering, and arose and went to the place God told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted his eyes and saw the place afar off. Thus Abraham said to his young men, Stay here with the donkey. The lad and I will go yonder and worship, and we will come back to you. So Abraham took the firewood of the whole burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son. Then he took the fire in his hand and the knife, and the two of them went together. Then Isaac spoke to Abraham his father and said, My father. And he said, Here I am, my son. Then he said, Look, the fire and the firewood, but where is the sheep for a whole burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide for himself the sheep for a whole burnt offering. So the two of them went together. They came to the place where God had told him. And Abraham built an altar there and placed the firewood in order. And he bound Isaac his son hand and foot and laid him on the altar upon the firewood. Then Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. So he said, Here I am. He then replied, Do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him, for now I know you fear God, since for my sake you have not spared your beloved son. Then Abraham lifted his eyes and looked, and there behind him a ram was caught in a thicket by its horns. So he brought it for a whole burnt offering in the place of his son. Thus Abraham called the name of the place, The Lord has appeared, as it is said to this day, in the mountain the Lord was seen. Then the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time out of heaven and said, By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you did this thing, and for my sake did not spare your beloved son. I will certainly bless you, and assuredly multiply your seed as the stars of heaven and as the sand on the seashore. And your seed shall inherit the cities of their enemies. In your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed because you obeyed my voice. So Abraham returned to his servants, and they rose and went together to the well of oath, and Abraham dwelt at the well of oath. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
From the book of Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me. He has sent me to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to declare the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of recompense, to comfort all that mourn, that there should be given to them that mourn in Zion glory instead of ashes, the oil of joy to the mourners, the garment of glory for the spirit of heaviness, and they shall be called generations of righteousness, the planting of the Lord for glory. And they shall build the old waste places, they shall raise up those that were before made desolate, and shall renew the desert cities, even those that had been desolate for many generations. And strangers shall come and feed your flocks, and aliens shall be your plowmen and vine dressers. But you shall be called priests of the Lord, the ministers of God. You shall eat the strength of nations, and shall be admired because of their wealth. Thus shall they inherit the land a second time, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
From the book of Genesis. And the king of Sodom went out to meet him, after he returned from the slaughter of Chedorlaomer, and the kings with him, to the valley of Shaveh. This was the plain of the kings. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth loaves and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed Abram and said, Blessed be Abram of the Most High God, who made heaven and earth, and blessed be the Most High God, who delivered your enemies into your power. And Abram gave him a tithe of all. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
From the book of Job. As God lives, who has thus judged me, and the Almighty who has embittered my soul, verily while my breath is yet in me, and the breath of God which remains to me is in my nostrils, my lips shall not speak evil words, neither shall my soul meditate on righteous thoughts. Far be it from me that I should justify you till I die, for I will not let go of my innocence, but keeping fast to my righteousness, I will by no means let it go, for I am not conscious to myself of having done anything amiss. But on the contrary, let my enemies be as the overthrow of the ungodly, and they that rise up against me as the destruction of transgressors. For what is the hope of the ungodly that he holds to it? Will he indeed trust in the Lord and be saved? Will God hear his prayer? Or when distress has come upon him, has he any confidence before him? Or will God hear him as he calls upon him? Yet now I will tell you what is in the hand of the Lord. I will not lie concerning the things which are with the Almighty. Behold, you all know that you are adding vanity to vanity. This is the portion of an ungodly man from the Lord, and the possession of oppressors shall come upon them from the Almighty. And if their children are many, they shall be for slaughter, and if they grow up, they shall beg, and they that survive of him shall utterly perish, and no one shall pity their widows. Even if he should gather silver as dust and prepare gold as clay, all these things shall the righteous gain, and the true-hearted shall possess his wealth. And his house is gone like moths, and like a spider's web. The rich man shall lie down, and shall not continue. He has opened his eyes, and he is no more. Pains have come upon him as water, and darkness have carried him away by night. And a burning wind shall catch him, and he shall depart, and it shall utterly drive him out of his place. And God shall cast trouble upon him, and not spare. He flees desperately from out of his hand. He shall cause men to clap their hands against them, and shall hiss him out of his place. For there is a place for the silver where it comes, and a place for the gold where it is refined. For iron comes out of the earth, and brass is hewn out like stone. He has set a bound to darkness, and he searches out every limit. A stone is darkness, and the shadow of death. There is a cutting off the torrents by reason of dust, so they that forget the right way are weakened. They are removed from among men. As for the earth, out of it shall come bread. Under it has been turned up as it were fire. Her stones are the place of the sapphire, and her dust supplies man with gold. There is a path, the fowl has not known it, neither has the eye of the vulture seen it, neither have the sons of the proud trodden it, a lion has not passed upon it. He has stretched forth his hand on the sharp rock, and turned up mountains by the roots, and he has interrupted the whirlpools of rivers, and my eye has seen every precious thing. And he has laid bare the depths of rivers, and has brought his power to light. But where has wisdom been discovered, and where is the place of understanding? A mortal has not known its way, neither indeed has it been discovered among men. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
A homily of our Holy Father Avashenuda the Archimandrite. There may be deeds that we think are right while they are evil in God's eyes. That is, we accept some of them, and therefore sin in the holy places. For God did not plant good and bad trees in the paradise. He planted all from the good trees only. He did not plant unfruitful trees or trees with bad fruits. Moreover, those whom he had put in the paradise were not accepted and driven out when they disobeyed him. Therefore, beloved brethren, you have to know that God's places should not be full of evil people with good people. Unlike the world, which is full of sinners, unjust, saints, and unclean people, those that sin he does not leave but takes away. I know that the whole earth is for the Lord. If this is the condition in his house and on the entire earth, then those who dwell on it shall live with him. Therefore, we should fear him and keep his commandments. If we fall in one of them, we should cry and mourn before him. So when he sees our mourning and strife, as the woman who washed his feet with her tears, we may be worthy to hear his sweet voice calling us and saying, "Your sins are forgiven, your faith has healed you, go in peace." My brethren, you have seen that faith works in heart for salvation and shows its desire for it. Those who do not have the desire to keep God's commandments and do not have zeal to follow the spiritual men whom he witnessed that they knew the truth and accepted his commands through their deeds, also those with no faith shall fall in every awful deed and shall destroy their souls, as it is written that the wise hears advice, but the foolish shall fall on their faces. We conclude the homily of our Holy Father Avashenuda the Archimandrite.
A Psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. In a place of green grass, there he has made me dwell. He has nourished me by the water of rest. Alleluia. From the Gospel according to St. Matthew. Now the first day of the feast of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying unto him, "Where will you that we prepare for you to eat the Passover?" And he said, "Go into the city to such a man, and say unto him, The teacher says, My time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples." And the disciples did as Jesus had appointed them, and they made ready the Passover. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
The readings of the Liturgy of the Blessing of Water. From the Book of Genesis. And God appeared to him by the oak of Mamre, as he sat by the door of his tent in the heat of the day. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, three men stood before him. And having seen them, he ran to meet them from the door of his tent, and bowed himself to the ground. And he said, "Lord, if indeed I have found grace in your sight, pass not by your servant. Let water now be brought, and let them wash your feet, and refresh yourselves under the tree. And I will bring bread, and you shall eat, and after this you shall depart on your journey, on account of which refreshment you have turned aside to your servant." And he said, "So do as you have said." And Abraham hastened to the tent to Sarah and said to her, "Quickly, knead three measures of fine flour and make cakes." And Abraham ran to the herd and took a young calf, tender and good, and gave it to his servant, and he hastened to prepare it. And he took butter and milk and the calf which he had prepared, and he set them before them, and they did eat. And he stood by them under the tree. And he said to them, and he said to him, "Where is Sarah your wife?" And he answered and said, "Behold, in the tent." And he said, "I will return and come to you according to this period seasonably, and Sarah your wife shall have a son." And Sarah heard at the door of the tent, being behind him. And Abraham and Sarah were old, advanced in days, and the custom of women ceased with Sarah. And Sarah laughed in herself, saying, "The thing has not yet happened to me, even until now, and my Lord is old." And the Lord said to Abraham, "Why is it that Sarah has laughed in herself, saying, 'Shall I then indeed bear? But I am grown old. Shall anything be impossible with the Lord?' At this time I will return to you seasonably, and Sarah shall have a son." But Sarah denied, saying, "I did not laugh," for she was afraid. And he said to her, "No, but you did laugh." And the men, having risen up from there, looked towards Sodom and Gomorrah. And Abraham went with them, attending them on their journey. And the Lord said, "Shall I hide from Abraham my servant what things I intend to do? But Abraham shall become a great and populous nation, and in him shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. For I know that he will order his sons and his house after him, and they will keep the ways of the Lord, to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham all things whatsoever he has spoken to him. And the Lord said, The cry of Sodom and Gomorrah has been increased towards me, and their sins are very great. I will therefore go down and see if they completely correspond with the cry which comes to me, and if not, that I may know. And the men, having departed from there, came to Sodom, and the Lord stood before Abraham. And Abraham drew near and said, Would you destroy the righteous with the wicked? And shall the righteous be as the wicked? Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
From the book of Proverbs. Wisdom built her house, and she supported it with seven pillars. She offered her sacrifices, she mixed her wine in a bowl and prepared her table. She sent her servants, inviting people to the bowl with a lofty proclamation, saying, He who is without discernment, let him turn aside to me. And to those in need of discernment she says, Come, eat my bread and drink the wine I mixed for you. Forsake lack of discernment, and you shall live. Seek discernment so you may live, and keep straight your understanding with knowledge. He who chastises evil men shall receive dishonor to himself, and he who reproves the ungodly man shall be blamed himself. Do not reprove evil men, so they may not hate you. Reprove a wise man, and he will love you. Give the opportunity to a wise man, and he will be wiser. Instruct a righteous man, and he shall continue to receive it. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the counsel of saints is understanding. For to know the law is characteristic of a good mind. For in this manner you will live a long time, and the years of your life shall be increased. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
From the book of Exodus. When Israel crossed the Red Sea, they walked through dry ground in the midst of the sea, and their enemies went into the sea. And the Lord brought upon them the water of the sea. Israel and all the house of Jacob were saved. They danced and sang this song, Let us sing to the Lord, for he is greatly glorified. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
From the book of Joshua. Joshua and all the people went over the Jordan. They treaded on stones that were immersed in the water. Their feet strengthened, and they defeated their enemies. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
From the book of Isaiah. And in that day God shall shine gloriously in counsel on the earth, to exalt and glorify the remnant of Israel. And it shall be that the remnant left in Zion, and the remnant left in Jerusalem, even all that are appointed to life in Jerusalem, shall be called holy. For the Lord shall wash away the filth of the sons and daughters of Zion, and shall purge out the blood from the midst of them, with the spirit of judgment and the spirit of burning. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
Also from the book of Isaiah. You that thirst, go to the water, and all that have no money, go and buy, and eat and drink wine and milk without money or price. Why do you value at the price of money, and give your labor for that which will not satisfy? Hearken to me, and you shall eat that which is good, and your soul shall feast itself on good things. Give heed with your ears, and follow my ways. Hearken to me, and your soul shall live in prosperity. And I will make with you an everlasting covenant, the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have made him a testimony among the Gentiles, a prince and commander to the Gentiles. Nations which know you not shall call upon you, and peoples which are not acquainted with you shall flee to you for refuge, for the sake of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Seek the Lord, and when you find him, call upon him, and when he draws near to you, let the ungodly leave his ways, and the transgressor his counsels, and let him return to the Lord, and he shall find mercy, for he shall abundantly pardon your sins. For my counsels are not as your counsels, nor are my ways as your ways, says the Lord. But as the heaven is distant from the earth, so is my way distant from your ways, and your thoughts from my mind. For as the rain shall come down, or snow from heaven, and shall not return until it has saturated the earth, and it bring forth and bud, and give seed to the sower, and bread for food, so shall my word be. Whatever shall proceed out of my mouth, it shall by no means return to me void, until all the things which I willed have been accomplished. And I will make your ways prosperous, and will effect my commands. For you shall go forth with joy, and shall be taught with gladness. For the mountains and the hills shall exult to welcome you with joy, and all the trees of the field shall applaud with their branches. And instead of the bramble shall come up the cypress, and instead of the nettle shall come up the myrtle, and the Lord shall be for a name, and for an everlasting sign, and shall not fail. Thus says the Lord, keep justice and do righteousness, for my salvation is about to come, and my mercy to be revealed. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
From the book of Ezekiel. I shall sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be cleansed from all your uncleanness, and I will also cleanse you from all your idols. I shall give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I shall take the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I shall put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my requirements, and you will keep my judgments and do them. You will dwell in the land I gave to your fathers. You will be my people, and I shall be your God. I shall save you from all your uncleanness. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
Also from the book of Ezekiel. Then he brought me back to the outer door of the house, and there was water flowing from under the open air of the chamber toward the east, and the water was flowing from under the right side court from the south to the altar. And he brought me out by way of the north gate, and led me around on the outside to the outer gate that faces east. And there was water coming down, running out on the right side in the direction in which a man went forth opposite. There was a measure in his hands, and he measured 1,000 cubits with the measure, and he passed through the water. It was the water of remission. Again he measured 1,000, and he passed through the water, and the water was up to the knees. Again he measured 1,000, and the water came up to the waist. Again he measured 1,000, and it could not be crossed, for it broke into a rushing torrent which man cannot pass through. He said to me, Son of man, have you seen this? Then he led me to the bank of the river. As I returned, behold, along the bank of the river there were very many trees, on this side and the other. Then he said to me, This is the water that flows into Galilee, which is to the east. Then it goes down upon Arabia, and reaches as far as the sea, to the outlet of the water, and it will heal the waters. So it shall be that every living thing that moves wherever the river goes will live. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
A homily of our Holy Father Abba Shenouda the Archimandrite. Brethren, we ought to be humbled in front of He who suffered on our behalf. We ought to fear Him who poured the water in a bowl and washed the feet of His disciples with His impeccable hands. Let us present Him with good deeds that deserve this great modesty, which He carried out for our sake. Let us repent for our sins that we committed, because if we do not repent, we will be called in heaven as lovers of sin. What will be our hope if we are cast out of heaven, forced to face the judgment, and are rejected for our sins? We will be judged twice, not because we have sinned without knowledge, but because of what we did with knowledge was worse than what we did without knowledge, and not because we have sinned, but because we did not repent. Why can't the sheep know the voice of the real shepherd, the life-giver, and take refuge in him? He who purchased it with his blood took care of it and gave himself up for it. He who gave us his body to eat and his blood to drink, Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior, the Son of God, who dwells in the highest forever. We conclude the homily of our Holy Father Abba Shenouda the Archimandrite.
The Pauline Epistle from the First Epistle to Timothy. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance. For to this end we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those who believe. These things command and teach. Let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attention to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you by prophecy, with the laying on of the hands of the eldership. Meditate on these things. Give yourself entirely to them, that your progress may be evident to all. Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this you will save both yourself and those who hear you. Do not rebuke an older man, but exhort him as a father, younger men as brothers, older women as mothers, younger women as sisters, with all purity. Honor widows who are really widows, But if any widow has children or grandchildren, let them first learn to show piety at home and to repay their parents, for this is good and acceptable before God. Now she who is really a widow and left alone trusts in God and continues in supplications and prayers night and day. But she who lives in pleasure is dead while she lives. And these things command that they may be blameless. But if anyone does not provide for his own, and especially for those of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. Do not let a widow under 60 years old be taken into the number, and not unless she has been the wife of one man, well reported of good works. If she has brought up children, if she has lodged strangers, if she has washed the saints' feet, if she has relieved the afflicted, if she has diligently followed every good work, the grace of God the Father be with you all. Amen.
A Psalm of David. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Alleluia. From the Gospel according to St. John. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And supper being ended, the devil having already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, rose from supper and laid aside his garments, took a towel and girded himself. After that he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded. Then he came to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him, Lord, are you washing my feet? Jesus answered and said to him, What I am doing you do not understand now, but you will know after this. Peter said to him, You shall never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I do not wash you, you have no part with me. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus said to him, He who is bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean, and you are clean, but not all of you. For he knew who would betray him, therefore he said, You are not all clean. So when he had washed their feet, taken his garments, and sat down again, he said to them, Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you say well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that you should do as I have done to you. Most assuredly I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is he who is sent greater than he who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
Homily of our Father, St. John Chrysostom. Today, behold, I see many believers hastening to partake of the awesome mysteries that they may exceedingly benefit therefrom. Let me first advise you that you must walk in fear and righteousness as befitting these holy mysteries. My beloved, in this day our Lord Jesus was betrayed. If you then hear that he was betrayed, do not be disappointed. Let me tell you about whom you shall be disappointed. Lament and cry over he who gave him up, I mean Judas. For he who was betrayed has sat on the right hand of the Father in heaven and reigned over all, an everlasting reign forever. But he who gave him up descended into the depths of Hades. There he shall remain unto the end in anticipation of great grief and lament. Over him you should say, moan and bewail. For our Lord taught us not to grieve over those who endure suffering, but rather to grieve over the evildoer. It is fitting to bewail him who does evil more than he who accepts sufferings. Indeed, he who accepts sufferings is not evil, but rather he who does evil is wicked. For being in sufferings leads us to the heavenly kingdom, but evil doing leads us to hell and into punishment. For it is said, Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. But he who does evil is worthy of punishment and suffering. We conclude the homily of our Holy Father, St. John Chrysostom.
The readings of the Divine Liturgy. The Pauline Epistle from the First Epistle to the Corinthians. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also he took the cup, after he had eaten, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do you, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eats and drinks unworthily eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Therefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, wait one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that you come not together unto judgment. And the rest will I set in order when I come. The grace of God the Father be with you all. Amen.
A Psalm of David. You have prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Who ate my bread lifted up his heel against me. Alleluia. From the Gospel according to St. Matthew. Now when the evening was come, he sat down with the 12. And as they did eat, he said, "Verily I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me." And they were exceedingly sorrowful, and began every one of them to say unto him, "Lord, is it I?" And he answered and said, "He that dips his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me. The Son of Man goes as it is written of him, but woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been good for that man if he had not been born." Then Judas, who betrayed him, answered and said, "Teacher, is it I?" He said unto him, "You have said it." And as they were eating, Jesus took bread, and blessed it, and broke it, and gave it to the disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took the cup, and gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink you all of it, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink again of this fruit of the vine, until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
The readings of the 11th hour. From the book of Isaiah. Behold, my servant shall understand, and be exalted and glorified exceedingly. As many shall be amazed at you, so shall your face be without glory from men, and your glory shall not be honored by the sons of men. Thus shall many nations wonder at him, and kings shall keep their mouths shut. For they to whom no report was brought concerning him shall see, and they who have not heard shall consider. O Lord, who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? We brought a report as of a child before him. He is as a root in a thirsty land. He has no form nor comeliness, and we saw him, but he had no form or beauty. But his form was ignoble, and inferior to that of the children of men. He was a man in suffering, and acquainted with the bearing of sickness. For his face has turned from us, he was dishonored and not esteemed. He bears our sins, and is pained for us. Yet we accounted him to be in trouble, and in suffering and in affliction. But he was wounded on account of our sins, and was bruised because of our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. Everyone has gone astray in his way, and the Lord gave him up for our sins. And he, because of his affliction, opened not his mouth. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before the shearer is silent, so he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation his judgment was taken away. Who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken away from the earth, and because of the iniquities of my people he was led to death. And I will give the wicked for his burial, and the rich for his death. For he practiced no iniquity, nor craft with his mouth. The Lord also is pleased to purge him from his stroke. If you can give an offering for sin, your soul shall see a long-lived seed. The Lord also is pleased to take away from the travail of his soul, to show him light and to form him with understanding, to justify the just one who serves many well, and he shall bear their sins. Therefore he shall inherit many, and he shall divide the spoils of the mighty, because his soul was delivered to death, and he was numbered among the transgressors, and he bore the sins of many, and was delivered because of their iniquities. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
And also from the book of Isaiah. In that day there shall be an altar to the Lord in the land of the Egyptians, and a pillar to the Lord by its border. And it shall be for a sign to the Lord forever in the land of Egypt, for they shall presently cry to the Lord by reason of them that afflict them, and he shall send them a man who shall save them. He shall judge and save them. And the Lord shall be known to the Egyptians, and the Egyptians shall know the Lord in that day. And they shall offer sacrifices, and shall vow vows to the Lord, and pay them. And the Lord shall smite the Egyptians with a stroke, and shall completely heal them. And they shall return to the Lord, and he shall hear them, and thoroughly heal them. In that day there shall be a way from Egypt to the Assyrians, and the Assyrians shall enter into Egypt, and the Egyptians shall go to the Assyrians, and the Egyptians shall serve the Assyrians. In that day shall Israel be third with the Egyptians and the Assyrians, blessed in the land which the Lord of hosts has blessed, saying, Blessed be my people that are in Egypt, and that are among the Assyrians, and Israel my inheritance. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
From the book of Zechariah. In that day the lamentation in Jerusalem shall be very great, as the mourning for the pomegranate grove cut down in the plain. And the land shall lament in separate families, the family of the house of David by itself, and their wives by themselves, the family of the house of Nathan by itself, and their wives by themselves, the family of the house of Levi by itself, and their wives by themselves, the family of Simeon by itself, and their wives by themselves, all the families that are left, each family by itself, and their wives by themselves. In that day every place shall be open to the house of David and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem for removal and for separation. And it shall come to pass in that day, says the Lord of hosts, that I will utterly destroy the names of the idols from off the land, and there shall be no longer any remembrance of them. And I will cut off the false prophets and the evil spirit from the land. And it shall come to pass, if a man will yet prophesy, that his father and his mother, which gave birth to him, shall say to him, You shall not live, for you have spoken lies in the name of the Lord, and his father and his mother, who gave him birth, shall bind him as he is prophesying. And it shall come to pass in that day, that the prophet shall be ashamed, every one of his vision, when he prophesies, and they shall clothe themselves with a garment of hair, because they have lied. And one shall say, I am not a prophet, but I am a farmer, for a man brought me up thus from my youth. And I will say to him, What are these wounds between your hands? And he shall say, Those with which I was wounded in my beloved house. Awake, O sword, against my shepherds, and against the man who is my citizen, says the Lord Almighty. Strike the shepherds, and draw out the sheep, and I will bring my hand upon the little ones. And it shall come to pass that in all the land, says the Lord, two-thirds in it shall be cut off and perish, but one-third shall be left in it. And I will bring the third part through the fire, and I will try them as silver is tried, and I will prove them as gold is proved. They shall call upon my name, and I will hear them, and say, This is my people, and they shall say, The Lord is my God. Behold, the day of the Lord is coming, and your spoil shall be divided in you. And I will gather all the Gentiles to Jerusalem to war, and the city shall be taken, and the houses plundered, and the women ravished, and half of the city shall go forth into captivity. But the rest of my people shall not be utterly cut off from the city. And the Lord shall go forth and fight with those Gentiles as when he fought in the day of war. And it shall come to pass in that day that there shall be no light, and there shall be for one day cold and frost, and that day shall be known to the Lord, and it shall not be day nor night, but towards evening it shall be light. And in that day living water shall come forth out of Jerusalem, half of it toward the former sea, and half of it toward the latter sea, and so shall it be in summer and spring, and the Lord shall be king over all the earth. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
A Psalm of David. You hate my instruction and cast my words behind you. If you see a thief, you run with him, and you keep company with adulterers. Alleluia. From the Gospel according to St. John. When Jesus had said these things, he was troubled in spirit and testified and said, Most assuredly I say to you, one of you will betray me. Then the disciples looked at one another, perplexed about whom he spoke. Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples, whom Jesus loved. Simon Peter therefore motioned to him to ask who it was of whom he spoke. Then, leaning back on Jesus' breast, he said to him, Lord, who is it? Jesus answered, It is he to whom I shall give a piece of bread when I have dipped it. And having dipped the bread, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. Now after the piece of bread, Satan entered him. Then Jesus said to him, What you do, do quickly. But no one at the table knew for what reason he said this to him. For some thought, because Judas had the money box, that Jesus had said to him, Buy those things we need for the feast, or that he should give something to the poor. Having received the piece of bread, he then went out immediately, and it was night. Glory be to God forever. Amen.